Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we got another episode of Goss Talk Radio every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Welcome aboard. You can call 516-666-9990 to get in. We got my boy Floyd here. He's early for a change. How you doing, Floyd?
How you doing? I'm here.
I see you. I see you got your usual Permani sandwich.
Good job.
All right. Now, topics. Pirates. Penguins. I'm going to start out today a little different. How about the Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor rumble? Yeah, August. A lot of money. Before I start that, though, I want to congratulate my good friend Bob and Bonnie. Congratulations on a new grandbaby. Gotta love it. So, back to McGregor and Mayweather. The reason I congratulated Bob, because it's his first grandkid, and I know he is in heaven today. Why wouldn't you be? Well, we got the fight August 26th. I think McGregor, they say, is getting pummeled by sparring partners, boxing. I wouldn't doubt that. I've seen a lot of rumbles in my time. The boxer, and this is strictly boxing, is going to beat up the brawler because it's boxing. Now, if it was in the MMA category of fighting, then I'd bet the Floyd wouldn't last a run. But I think Floyd's going to just jab his guy to death and probably end it with a TKO. Because Connor, you're in trouble. This cat, he's old, but he can still throw him. He can still throw down. So anybody have any opinions on this, give me a call. I think it's going to be a one-rounder and a lot of hype. And probably not worth viewing, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of viewers. So, well, let me get to a phone call here. I have it. See. Go ahead. You're on Goss Talk.
Hey.
Hey, Murph, Florida.
How you doing, brother love?
Murph from Florida. What's happening?
I like McGregor to win this fight.
I know you don't think so, but I like it to win.
Well, it's like reminisce back in your day when you fought Sugar Ray Lasek. You know, you weren't expecting to win
right, either,
but, you
that's
know.
Right, that's right, big underdog.
You pulled out a sudden victory there.
Oh, yeah.
With between Lasek gasping for air and holding his chest for the cigarettes, and you pounding him in the face with a jab.
While he was holding
how long
those
it
jerseys.
Last?
He was
exactly. What did it last, Arand?
No, it didn't go that long.
Well, I'd like to know how you figure McGregor is going to beat Floyd Mayweather.
I think he'd just be too aggressive.
Well, don't forget, if they're not the MMA job. They're strictly boxing.
No, I understand that, but I think if he hangs back, Floyd will kill him. But if he's all over him, Floyd can't be ducking and running. He'll be on top of him. So we'll see.
Yeah, would you pay to see it?
Yep. We'll see, brother. So what's going on? Hey,
I said, would you pay?
No, I
would you pay to see it? Huh?
No.
Oh, you win. Okay.
No, I'll wait and see it. I'll read about it and watch it the next week.
Right.
I'm on a fixed income, you know that,
I hear that. I hear that. You know what I'd do?
What do you think?
I would fight both of them. I would fight both of them naked in front of Wendy's on Cochran Road for $100 million.
You would? I think you could. My sister Kathy said naked. She got all excited.
I would fight naked on Cochran Road in front of Wendy's, both of them, same night for $100
million. Same night. That'd be worth seeing.
Yeah, pay-per-view, baby.
You have to keep doing those lunges, though, to be able to move around a little better.
Right.
We'll have peaches. We'll have Peaches and Liz. We'll put Peaches and Liz in the ceiling out there.
I'd have to have you in my corner, though.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Tell me that secret punch you beat Sugar Ray Lasik with in high school.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell you what. You got to stick and move, brother. Stick and move.
I heard smoke was coming out of Lasik's ears. He had so much dust,
yep.
Cigarette smoke in him.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. That was 8 packs a day he was smoking. God, it took a toll.
Huffing and puffing, baby.
That's right. That's right.
He's supposed to be calling in. He's still up in the woods up there in Columbus. He got his antenna out, I heard. I don't know. I haven't heard from him. He's dug in pretty deep.
That's what I heard. Well, we're after him.
That's what I hear. I hope he can get out of there. Whereabouts are you at? You in the airport?
No, we're on our way. We're coming across the last bridge, coming into Little Lakes.
Hey, you're going the wrong way.
I know it. I know. I told you about that up at Little Lakes, didn't I? At the intersection of 275 and 75. There's a bronze statue of 4 bus travelers.
Well, you can't get to Pittsburgh that way. It just takes longer.
I know it. But I told you about that statue up here, didn't I? At the junction?
Yeah, 3 or 4
Austin
people.
Rappers. Yeah, there's 4 people lost track.
Right. I heard about that, yeah. I'll have to go see that next time I come down.
One of them doesn't have a shirt on.
Remind me to tell you something about that later.
All right, I will. I'll give you a call later tonight. Well, I'll let you go because I'm in a bunch of traffic.
Okay, buddy. Thanks for the call. There goes Mo from Florida, the heavyweight champ of Keystone Oaks. Oh, we got another call here. You're on Gauz Talk. You're on Gauz Talk. Go ahead.
How do you do? This is Lou from Jersey.
Hey, Luke, how you doing from Jersey?
All right. Well, it's
what do you
official,
got, buddy?
The Celtics and Sixers have officially traded their draft picks. It's official now.
Okay. Who are they going to draft?
That's a good question. I mean, the Sixers are going to get Fultz, and then the Lakers are the second and 28th draft pick, and they're also thinking of getting another one. I mean, don't you think 2 is enough?
Well, all depends who they're who they're going to draft. Do you know?
Yeah. They haven't said anything. They just said they were looking to get other draft picks.
No. Who's your team? Lakers?
Well, I'm a Knicks fan. I know we have 1 draft pick of the 8th selection, but I can't help but be a little bit skeptical about this.
Well, how about the Warriors?
Yeah, Warriors.
Who's
going to
beat them? Nobody's beating them in the next 2 or 3 years, I don't think.
No, they're on the verge of becoming a dynasty team.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I mean, they're not a dynasty yet. Not yet. Because in my book, you need three straight championships to be labeled a dynasty. You're not there yet.
No.
Not officially.
Well, the Penguins are almost a dynasty. They won 2 straight.
Yeah, don't remind me. Yeah.
Let's go, Pens, baby.
I take
you
from the Pittsburgh area?
I'm definitely from Pittsburgh.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. I'll give you benefit of the doubt there.
I'm definitely we're hammering away here right from Pittsburgh. Yep.
Yeah,
love them pens.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, that was game six. I thought that game was going to go overtime in a 0-0 draw.
I thought so too. But,
yeah,
I know. Down to 1 minute and 25 seconds left. I get a little worried there. Hey, how do you like that McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight? What do you think?
Joke of the century. Joke of the
century. You think
it's
that bad?
It's a farce.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that McGregor's going to fall flat on his face anyway.
Hey, for what? What are they getting? $100 million or?
Yes.
Something like that?
Exactly. And if they weren't getting paid that much, would they even fight? Of course not.
No.
No.
Hey, like I told my friend, I'd fight them both naked. Both naked.
Naked?
In front of a Wendy's for half the price.
Wow. Of course you'd be arrested, but,
Pay-per-view? Come on. Make a lot of money.
No, thanks. I have no interest in watching this fight whatsoever.
I think it'll be a I think Floyd will knock him out or TKO.
Oh, yeah. No, first round knockout. First round.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Alvin.
What do you think of your Yankees?
Oh, definitely a Yankee fan. But,
Now,
I know, but you know how people always, like, try to put them down every time they go on this little bit of a losing streak. Oh, we lost against Oakland, we sucked against them, and we might be losing first place, but They're already in the tank button. I say this is not a time to hit the tank button for the Yankees.
Oh, my. Who's that big guy, that judge up there? He's hitting 500-foot home runs.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, you got a lot of naysayers out there, and all they think is just one thing wrong. Like, oh, well, our pitching sucks, so they can't catch, they can't do it. God, shut up. Every team that does well always has to have a little bit of a losing streak at some point in the season. And this is right now. Would you rather have it in September fighting for a playoff spot? No, I don't think so.
Well, you know how the typical fan is. If you don't win every game, you're a bum.
That's the only way to look
just
at
think.
It, though.
Hey, just think. You could be here in Pittsburgh. We got the Pirates. How bad are they?
Oh, I know.
They're terrible.
Yeah. Gotta go back to the We Are Family era.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Yes, I'm that old.
Guy don't want to spend any money to win. The owner, bad. Just bad.
I don't know. I wouldn't say about, you know, it doesn't take the amount of money to win because, you know, your payroll doesn't mean you're going to be the best team. It doesn't mean you're going to produce the best players. You got the money to go out and spend it, but does that mean you're going to hit 40 home runs a year? No.
Well, let's put it this way.
Yes.
Yeah. If I was gonna pay and bring in my man Judge up there to be a Pirate, I think I would pay him instead of maybe Jaso or one of these bums they have.
Jaso.
Who do you think?
Yeah.
Who do you think's gonna help him win more?
It isn't Jaso. But the thing is that, you know, you can pay him all you want, but will they deliver? That's the thing.
Well, I think just say for just the sake of saying.
Okay.
I get Judge, I pay him $30 million a year. I get instead of Jaso, which I'm paying $7 million. I know Judge. I know this guy's going to hit 30, 40 home runs. I know it.
Yeah, he'll hit maybe even 50. I wouldn't put that out of the question.
I wouldn't either.
50, I think, is a possibility.
Yep, and the guy's good. Sabathia is hurting. I mean,
he's old.
He got the pulled hamstring, don't he? Yeah.
He's getting up there, though.
Hey, he won that Boston game last night, Boston-Houston. I forgot to
Boston,
look.
Boston, 6-5.
Okay. Well, I told you last week I still think Boston's the going to be there at the end because that team's good. I mean, I like that team.
Unfortunately.
Not that I like Boston at all, but I think they got some players.
Well, you know, they always play as competitive. They're even if they're down the standings and we're up, they always find a way to play as competitive. And right now, it's a two-way race between the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. And Houston's running away with it.
Oh, yeah. If Houston's going to... Yeah. Should we end the season now and give them the Western title?
Why not?
Yeah.
Who's close? Exactly.
Yeah, what's their magic? Yeah, I mean, I think they already have their magic number in place.
Right. Right. All right, Luke, thanks for the call. I got another call here I'm going to take, and stay and listen and call back again, buddy.
You got it.
That goes. There goes Luke. We got another call here. Hey, welcome
hey,
to Doc Talk.
Hey,
how's Austin
it going?
From Davin.
Happy belated Father's Day. Just wanted to say
appreciate
Happy Father's Day.
Thanks.
So what?
Yep.
What's we just need football now. We're just waiting on that. Now the Penguins, you know, they won another cup, and now it's just football season. Baseball is fun, but it doesn't do the same job as football.
Well, not with these guys. I mean, there's nothing here to cheer about.
Yeah, I was looking. They said that McCutcheon, you know, they said that he's starting to hit now, but they might, you know, well, he's hot, you know, sell him. So we'll see what happens.
Yep.
See if they get anything for him. That'll be the question.
Well, they're going to probably ship about three or four guys out by All-Star break. They should be about, 10, 15 games out by that time. I look for this Tony Watson. Anybody want this guy? Boy, he went bad, didn't he?
Yeah.
The pitcher?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Tony Watson. Yeah. I mean, every time in the bullpen, it seemed like they'd have a promising closer, and then they'd go, you know, then they'd either trade him or it'd be non-existent.
Right. But what do you got, buddy? I mean, you got anything new and exciting down there in Davenport going on, or what's going on?
In Davenport, there's not a whole lot going on. Just working, but it's raining right now. The rain's still in. Hasn't left since you came to town. Every day,
you know what
it's
they
a
say?
Little rain.
There's something good in your neighborhood. Who are you gonna call? Droughtbusters. Hey, we are the Droughtbuster Kings.
Hey, you did it. You got it.
It's been raining since we've been down here, and hasn't quit yet. We left.
Yeah.
We dropped
every
some voodoo on you guys, buddy.
Oh,
we dropped some
for sure.
Pittsburgh voodoo
Pittsburgh,
on you guys.
Pittsburgh rain. He brought it down.
Yep. Yep. Well, we got the Penguin Championship, which is fantastic.
600.
Another one for the Penguins. They're right below the Steelers in championship. Steelers got 6. Penguins got 5 now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, Penguins are a big topic around here. And the Steelers start another 6 weeks. Yeah, 6 weeks, Steelers.
That's it's crazy. Crazy how fast, you know, time's going
by.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had about 650,000 people at the parade.
Yeah, that was a
it was
because they said that's like double the population, what they had down there.
You know, they had people
they
coming
Pittsburgh,
in from all over the place.
Yeah, they said Pittsburgh's population is about like 350,000. So you had everyone come out. Anyone, you know, that moved away or everyone was out and about that day.
They were interviewing people from Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Florida come up, Tennessee, even Nashville jerks. They're still crying down there over the catfish.
Oh, well, better luck next year, I guess.
Yep. That's what I say. Go cry in your beer, your country western clans. Yep. Yeah, well, we got the Buccos playing the first-place Brewers tonight. That'll be a real humdinger up in Milwaukee.
I can't. What's Milwaukee doing that has them in competitive baseball. I mean, I thought they'd be right with the Pirates, you know. But hell, look, they're looking better, and they didn't have any promise going into the season.
No, they didn't, but it's early yet. I think the Cubbies will probably – it's a lousy division, too. It stinks.
Yeah.
Don't forget
but
that.
But I just thought going into it, I thought, you know, the Cardinal way, the Cardinals and the Cubs would duke it out and the rest would feed off the scraps. But still, that the Brewers – I realize it's early, but I never expected the Brewers at any point in the season, this many games in, to be in first place.
Oh, I didn't either. They're the last team I thought would be in first place.
Yeah.
I thought the Cubs would be way ahead.
Yeah, for sure. This division, I feel like it's so lackadaisical. The Cubs aren't even trying half the time for something. Because the Cubs should be way better than their record.
What's that, Floyd?
Pirates stink.
Well, we know that. That's what we're talking about. Did you hear Floyd? He said the Pirates stink. We know that.
Oh, for sure. It's a given. It's a hard to watch. Because here's the thing, though. One week they'll beat the Rockies, and you'll think, hey, maybe they'll – and then they played the Cubs and got whooped. You know, versus the Rockies, I thought, oh, maybe, you know, maybe this is a turning point, you know. Cubs is starting to hit. And then they go play the Cubs, and that was it.
Well, yeah, they had a bad pitching performance by Taillon yesterday, and I think Nova beat him the day before, didn't he? Yeah. And who pitched? What's that guy's name? Cole or whatever his name, K-U-A-L
yeah.
or something. Yeah. He got ripped. Just, you know.
They're fourth. Look at their rotation to begin with. We knew early on the season when you're pitching Taillon as your number three, you know, it's not going to go well. I mean, it's not like they're like you said, you're not going to have, you know, three MVPs going back-to-back-to-back, but let's put a little something competitive, you know. Let's give them a chance. These guys, they're throwing out there, my God. I mean, it's Home Run Derby.
Oh, Jesus. One guy hit a shot off, who'd he hit it off? Cole? The kid from Miami, Stanton. I think it was 457.
Yeah, it's like it's a home run derby for the teams. It's batting practice. It's warm-ups.
I get a kick out of these Pirates and they go, well, you know, the Cubs are coming in and they're not playing too good. It's a chance for the Pirates to, you know, jump on these guys and, they're looking at the other way around. Time for the Cubs to get healthy on the Pirates.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but it would have been the perfect time because, like, that division, you know, if you're serious about anything, you know, you just beat the Rockies, you should have been feeling good, should have definitely not, you know, underperformed the way they did. You're at home. I mean, if it was in Chicago, I understand you're not going to beat them there as much, but you were at home and you know, that erased everything you did versus the Rockies, so now you're going away. Who are they playing? You said the Brewers, right? The first place. And in Milwaukee?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, forget it. They can't win there when the Brewers are bad.
Exactly. Right.
What is going to
happen? Hey, do you have any opinion on the McGregor and Mayweather fight at all?
Oh, so, like, I've been hearing so much stuff about, you know, the whole fight. I don't think it's going to be a fight. I think it's just going to be Mayweather's just going to outsmart him, but he's not going to get hit. I don't think it's going to be.
Murph from Florida thinks that McGregor's going to charge Floyd and all that. I think Floyd will just bust him up if he does that.
I think Mayweather, I feel like it's going to be like the Pacquiao thing. Everyone's going to hype it up, and then it's going to be like, oh, I was injured or something's going to. There's too much money on that. I could care less. I'm not paying for it. I could care less. I think when you got a guy that hasn't boxed in his life going against someone that's supposedly the best boxer, you know, with record-wise, in the glove.
Well, the word is
he's
getting busted up with sparring partners. So,
yeah.
You know, if boxing.
I would pay money if you said, okay, it's Floyd versus McGregor, anything goes. Tables, chairs, you know, no gloves, no, you know, anything goes, and it's, oh, okay, it'll be a good fight. Floyd, he'll outsmart him he won't get hit. He's not going to.
Oh, he'll just, yeah, he'll just stick and move, and like Merv against Lasik in a big championship fight. Yeah, that's all he'll do.
I don't think it'll even be a fight, to be honest. I think it's going to be.
It's going to be a talk fest first. They're going to, for like four or five. They're going to talk for 3 months about it, and then the talking will last longer than the fight.
Yeah, I don't. Because they said that. Who's the promoter for it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know. If Showtime's on it. I don't know who's promoting it.
Well, no. I meant there's that one guy that he
Dana White
arranged it. Yeah. He's saying, oh, it's going to be a 12-rounder. This thing's going to last a couple rounds. Everyone's going to get ripped off.
Hey, like I told Merv, I'd fight them both naked up in Newcastle in front of Wendy's for half the price.
Jeez. If it turns out to be something, you know, like a decent fight, I'm hopeful for the people's sake they're going to pay all that money for it, but I don't see anything good happening with it.
Yeah.
They said that.
Yeah, it's more hype than fight, believe me. You know that. Well, Dust, I got about a couple minutes here left, and thanks for the call, and keep going to them strip clubs.
All right. Have a good one. It was good talking to you, Cause Talk Radio. And
I had a bunch of strippers out here for Father's Day.
That's what I heard. I heard it was a good time. You had a good Father's Day.
We had the beer. We had the kegs and the strippers. We had a great time.
Up in Washington, PA.
You got it. All right, buddy. Thanks
all right,
for calling.
Have a good one.
All right, Dustin from Davenport. There he goes. Main man from Davenport. Yeah, we had a big show today. Had a couple people call. And, you can still get in. We have a couple minutes. 516-666-9990. Yeah. I think I probably will have seen better fights in the gym in Dormont High School. Old Keystone Oaks. I remember when Rocco Rodello pounded Jersey John Walcott, jabbed him the step, move, hooked him, jabbed him, right hand. Merv beat Lasik with a basic jab to the face. Lasik couldn't breathe, out of breath, too many cigarettes. Merv was a definite underdog. Everybody had him 20-1 underdog, maybe higher, maybe 100-1. Lasik said he's dead meat. Merv says, let's get it on. So they put the gloves on, and it's Merv shoved a couple jabs, hooks, uppercuts. Lasik was gasping for air. Next thing you know, Merv was holding his hand up. Over. So you never know. You never know how it'll go. You never know. One of them things. When you think you're going to win, you'll lose. Nothing's guaranteed. But another thrilling episode of Gauze Talk. And what we got here is a, what's that, Floyd?
Hey, I fought that guy in grad school myself. Was a welterweight champ.
Ah, bullshit. Floyd said he's a welterweight champ. Baloney. I'll see y'all next week. Give me got about 10, 8, 9... We're signing off in 5 seconds, and goodbye.